It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 730. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype, one word, Mike Tech Show. Leave me a voicemail there. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. Or you can go directly to instanthousecall.com, download the trial. This is required during this quarantine time. This is the product you use for subaccounts to get your clients connected to their office. If you mention the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months will be half price for Instant House Call. We are also proud to have MagnusBox as a sponsor of the show. You can have secure, reliable, single source for all of your online backups for Windows, whether it be workstation or server. It even supports Windows 7 still, Mac, Linux, across all platforms. And want to congratulate a milestone. MagnusBox has just reached 1,000 devices that they are backing up. That is awesome to hear. I can't wait to you're still a sponsor and we're celebrating 2,000 devices. You can easily contact them for a demo. Mention that you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show, and you will also get your first 3 months at half price. We actually have a MagnusBox question in an email that I'm going to address that I have the answer for. Before we get started, I have a great show lined up. A tremendous thank you to Matt Rodella, who fixed a major problem for tech-vets.com. Carrie and I reached out to Matt because our RSS feed was broke. And we started getting notified by listeners. He fixed it in a couple minutes. It was unbelievable. Gave him the login. He logged in and he fixed it. He is the web god. He's also an incredible, his products and other offerings for marketing and getting your web presence. Go to techsitebuilder.com. And there you can contact Matt, for any other questions you have, for anything else. If you need a tech website, if you need advice on marketing and ways of extending your brand and getting it out there, Matt is the man. TechSiteBuilder.com. I want to talk about why I missed last week. I think that's important for full disclosure because, you know, we share everything. It's the Mike Smith reality show. So you're going to get a little bit of that. Then I'm going to talk about problems that I had to dive deep to solve. And they're little things that could be a really big help for you. So we're going to talk about Synology. We're going to talk about an Outlook issue, Firefox issue. And then we're going to get into a stack of email. And I'm going to talk about why I applied for my local library card, even though the libraries are not open. Boy, waiting to hear the emails for that. And that was just amazing. So let's begin with last week. I possibly had the worst violent coughing that I ever had. And Thursday, it was so bad, there was no way that I was able to do a show. I was so glad we canceled Tech Vets on Wednesday. Actually, Carrie had the problem, but it would have been very difficult to get through it. So the coughing that you've noticed occasionally as I do the shows just got worse and worse and worse, to the point where I had to have a video chat with my doctor. I love technology. And it's funny because he knows I'm in IT. He was describing after we did, he diagnosed what was going on with me, sent a whole bunch of prescriptions for the coughing and for possible combination of a flu and acid reflux and just a whole bunch of things. So he loaded me up. Yeah, I think it has helped because I'm still coughing, but it's not as violent and upsetting as it was to my system right now. But he was talking, I was saying how difficult it was for some users remotely to help them, that they had such challenges where they've like forgot everything that they knew as they were just, all it was they're connecting remotely. It was so difficult for some clients. He says, Mike, difficult? He says, some of my patients, one of them wanted to know where my mask and gloves was. He says, we're communicating over the Zoom app. You're not going to catch anything. I just thought that was hilarious. So very, very funny. We were comparing stories without using any names of his support, just trying to get people connected so he could talk to them via the app and probe what's going on, what their symptoms are. And we were able to compare notes with that. That was kind of funny after we were finished taking care of my problem. So I wanted to share that. It's why, during this time, I'm doing extra content. I don't want to miss doing a show unless I absolutely have to. And there was nothing that could get me to, the coughing was just so bad. It would have been terrible. You would have hated this. It would have been very, very difficult to watch me. So now let's move on. Some of the stories from the trenches. First, why am I on early? I have some remote tech support I got to do tonight. I also haven't had dinner yet. We're going to have a late dinner. I have to get up early. It is the first client that I'm going to visit since the quarantine has started. I need to supervise a move. All three of my sons will be on site packing the computers and packing the server while I supervise the shutdown and the... I'm not going to lift anything. I'm not in shape to be able to do that, but I'm going to just manage the whole process, get everything into the vehicles, get it over to the new site. We will be We will be masked. We will be gloved. We have our alcohol swabs. We have our hand sanitizers. We are armed and ready to be able to safely move these systems to a temporary office, get them connected. Comcast was already installed and tested today. We're ready to roll. We will get them all going and then come back to the house here and hopefully be celebrating tomorrow night. So that's tomorrow, and I got to get up early, so I got to get a really good night's sleep tonight. Synology problem with a client this week. I get a call. Mike, we're getting a QuickBooks error because they only have the one user. So the QuickBooks files can stay on a Synology if you're not in multi-user mode. One user says there's no disk space. They have a 5-drive Synology that yields 7.2 terabytes and they have hardly used it and it was out of space. So I logged in remotely and saw that someone was backing up their workstation. And I was able to alleviate a terabyte quickly so they could continue working. Okay, where's the other 5 terabytes being taken? I used the storage analysis app, which is free, which you can add, and it added up to 300 gig. That's it. where is the other space? So I started searching, and in the Synology forums, a lot of people complaining that the Cloud Station app was taking up all the space. I'm like, they don't need the Cloud Station app. Let me remove it. I start removing it, and guess what? I'm watching the space increase. 15 minutes later, 300 gig. I'm like, all right. So I just wanted to share that. We were able to find out. But what Cloud Station was saving, I think, on different versions for files, it's not visible to the naked eye and even to the storage analysis, but it was taking up the space. So that's why I wanted to share that story. An Outlook issue that's still troubling a client even after we nuked and paved the system and redid Office. The messages remain in the outbox for 2.5 minutes and then they go. Tried everything, even going to File Options Advanced. Under the tab Send and Receive, you find a setting Send Immediately When Connected. I made sure that was checked. As a matter of fact, it was checked. I unchecked it and then went back in and checked it again. I then rebooted. It's 2.5 minutes. That's what it takes. SureWeb is the internet provider. There are no network issues on there because all the other users are not having a problem and they're all hosted Exchange on SureWeb. Only this one user, they're all using Outlook 365 for business. I am at a loss. So I'm going back and forth with SureWeb. And I wanted to throw this out there because I mentioned this on the Tech Vets podcast and got some feedback. I've tried everything that was suggested. No joy. Another issue we're running into with more people working from home, Wi-Fi. We got mom maybe working from one end of the house and dad in another portion, maybe the kids in the middle or somewhere else. And now they are stretching their Wi-Fi to the max. The easy solution, if you have the resources and the money, is we need to get an access point to where we can mesh. And right now, having some ASUS access points with the mesh built in, love their firmware, we could just add one more router center into the house, one more access point. I can walk them through programming it, but you got to get a Cat 5 or Cat 6 line to that location. So if they're able to get a wire and then put another access point, we can mesh it. And that's how I solved two clients, by adding another access point, having them run a wire, even if it's temporary, so we can light up another area for better Wi-Fi. You need good Wi-Fi devices. And the default for Verizon and Comcast sometimes just don't cut it. So you have to have an ASUS or those real high-end Netgear. There's some nice routers that you can make access points that have the antenna capability that can use AC. And that's what you want. So we've had a few of those that we've been dealing with. Now, here's a personal problem. Firefox. Now, you all know or will know I use Synchro, and I have managed my systems to alert me if there's a problem. One of our alerts is if the CPU is over 90%, send an alert to me and the offending app. Well, Firefox is taking 90% of my RAM. I have 64 gig of RAM. You mean to tell me Firefox is taking 90%? Something's wrong with Firefox. So a link for tonight is perfect. Firefox uses too much memory or CPU resources. How to fix. There's a whole bunch of things to try. So go through that list if you're running into it. The first ones are obviously, you know, update to the latest version. Did that. Restarted Firefox. Well, of course it goes away when I close Firefox. But there are a few things for checking hardware acceleration. reduce the content process limit, delete corrupt content prefs.sqlite file, refresh Firefox. There's a lot of things you can do. One of them they have is add RAM to your computer. No way. You telling me 64 gig of RAM is not enough? That's insane. So clearly it's Firefox. I'm hoping that a new version, this has happened in the past, and then a new update comes in and fixes whatever the memory leak is. But these are things you can try. So I have the link. So going to talk about, I mentioned Lynda, LYNDA.com for training. I received so many emails and I picked a couple. I did not know your local library may offer a free Lynda.com subscription. Now, mine does not, but it made me apply for my library card. And once I applied online, and of course the library's closed, but there's a lot of great digital content that is at your fingertips. I never even thought of the local library. Let's begin with Stephen, Mike. There are public libraries that offer Lynda.com or O'Reilly Safari tech book collections for the price of a free library card. It just depends on your county or city library district you live in. Stephen, that was awesome, and it got me on the road to look at that. So you got to check that out. That could be sitting there. Could you imagine the training that is available at your fingertips? And even though they didn't have Lynda.com, there were so many other great resources. Go get your library card online during this time. Another good learning resource was listening to the latest episode where you mentioned Lynda.com and Pluralsight. You can also look at itpro.tv. They have a lot of great video learning series, and you can easily find a 30% discount code online. Thanks for keeping the show going. Stay safe and healthy. And this is from Jason. So Jason, who's in my state in Wilkes-Barre. Hey, Jason, thanks for the suggestion. A potential way to get Lynda.com and a lot more free. This is from Dan. I recently listened to episode 729, where you were talking about Lynda.com and some other learning sites to use during this time. I work as a system admin for a library district in Missouri. One thing that a lot of people forget or just don't know about is that many library districts, like ours, subscribe to many of these sites, including Lynda.com, and allow library patrons to use them for free, just for having a library card and signing in with it. You can see some of the sites that are available through, and he has a link to our library's remote access here. In most cases, this is restricted to taxpayers for a given library district, meaning that you'd have to be within a given district and get a library card in that district to get access. And absolutely, when I applied the one night, I received an email from the librarian giving me the number, the barcode number, in an email that I could start using immediately, and said, in a few days, you'll receive your card. And literally yesterday, I received my card. So that was great. He continues, of course, not all districts can afford to do this, but it's definitely worth checking to see if yours does. We are fortunate in that the Missouri state government gets us access to many of them via state contract. Some of the other services our district pays for directly. The district also just started checking out T-Mobile Wi-Fi hotspots to cardholders a few months ago, also effectively for free. Those are probably getting a lot of use right now. There's a lot more to libraries than just books these days. That's awesome. And by the way, still pumping a lot of money into Amazon via your link. As always, love the show. Keep your head down and stay safe. Dan, thank you so much. And thank you for your Amazon support. We're going to talk about that because they're doing something really bad to affiliates. And we're going to talk about that and how you can help me and Carrie Holzman. This is from Brent, and he recommends checking out Udemy. Has sales on a regular basis, a lot of courses for $12, Udemy. So I will put that link in there. Thank you so much. Lots of great learning links here. On to some problems and questions. Problem cloning an SSD with Acronis. Mike, I just had an interesting problem cloning an SSD with Acronis 2020. I have a new laptop with Windows 10 Home and two M.2 slots. It came with a 512 gig Samsung SSD, and I added a 1 terabyte Samsung SSD. I went to clone the original 512 to the 1 terabyte, and Acronis kept failing. I tried reformatting the one SSD, and it still failed. I looked at the 512 gig in Windows Computer Management and noticed that the primary partition said it was BitLocker encrypted on Windows 10 Home, no less. Very strange. It came from the manufacturer LG that way. I guessed that Acronis wasn't able to resize the BitLocker partition. You are correct. So how do you disable BitLocker on Windows 10 Home? It turns out you have to log in with a Microsoft account to do it, which I never do. Go figure. Once I did that, I disabled encryption BitLocker, and Acronis was able to clone the drive without a problem. I have never heard of this problem and thought you and your listeners might like to know about it. Also, it is great. It was great meeting you at TechCon Unplugged. Hey, John, thank you. And also, likewise, I loved meeting so many listeners to the show at TechCon. It was great. Okay, I did talk about this a while ago because a listener had a trick to clone a BitLocker encrypted drive. It was a lot of work. Not worth it. To me, I like to not take chances. If something's encrypted, let's decrypt it first. Then do the clone or whatever we're going to do. And then we can always just re-encrypt it because BitLocker is easy to decrypt and encrypt. So that was a great find. You were very lucky. And yes, that is very strange. I only ran into it one time that there was a Microsoft Windows 10 Home that had BitLocker somehow, and it was on a Surface Book that was purchased from Microsoft, which shame on them selling Windows 10 Home. Anyway, it wasn't the proper encryption to do FINRA compliance. So I had to upgrade them to Windows 10 Pro, and I was able to do that successfully. I upgraded that Surface Book to Windows 10 Pro, then performed the BitLocker encryption. And yes, that was after I decrypted it. This is from Tito. I just found Carrie a few weeks ago and got to see your show live. I am also a tech, but have not worked at it as many years, but I do take care of my own computers. Carrie sounds just like the kind of guy I believe in. Since he works with you, I am sure you are the same. Would you mind telling me, and this is why I'm reading it on the show here, because he sent it to me. Would you mind telling me about your room? How big is it? I saw 4 monitors on a desk. Yes, that's behind me in the background. A desk with a monitor behind you and a sofa behind that, not to mention a desk you are at. And the mic, of course. I would love to have that much room. I have a large living room and I'm thinking of converting it to my equipment. I went to your Mike Tech show and plan to visit often. Love the list of software. Thank you and hope to catch your next show. Could you email me the time? Well, if you go to the show, you're right. I don't have a schedule in there and I really should. I'm typically on Thursday nights at 7:30 live. But you can always just subscribe to the RSS feed and download the show anytime. And I try to have the video. Let me describe those four. I'm ducking so it's in the camera view. There's four monitors. Well, directly behind me, starting from right to left, the first monitor is my son's monitor for his workstation. You don't see the little workstation behind the monitor. That is his desk. That when he's here, that's where he sits behind me. We have a VoIP phone on the side. He has a full desk, a little camera at the top. Now, let's move on. There are three monitors on our main workbench. The three monitors are, two of them have a keyboard, mouse, and Ethernet, and every video connection cable coming out of the monitor because we don't know what machine. That's the two of them. The third one is just a monitor by itself. Here's what we ran into. All of our monitors do not have an HDMI connection. So on Woot one day, I found this 24-inch really nice HP monitor that had speakers built into it, and it had HDMI. I said, if we need HDMI direct, we can do this. Because we would always go from DisplayPort to HDMI or DVI to HDMI, but we never had a pure HDMI on the monitor. Now, I may move that monitor down to the end, and I may take the end monitor, the fourth one. It's 24-inch Dell, really nice. I can turn it into portrait mode. I'm thinking of shifting the two 24-inch monitors in front of me, putting it beside in portrait mode up and down, lift it a little, and have a third monitor in my setup here, which I will have to do a camera view of what I'm looking at here. To my right, I have a 27-inch iMac. There is a 27-inch curved, which I hate the curved monitor, Samsung behind me. It is on a connected to a test system. What you don't see under the table where those monitors are, there is a my old workstation before it was replaced by the beast that Carrie built that I'm using now. I stripped it of the video card and some of the drives. I left a 500 gig Samsung, left all the components for the gigabit motherboard. It still has 32 gigs of RAM. I have no monitor, keyboard, or mouse connected to it, just an Ethernet plug and a power cord. That is a second synchro test system. That is our main synchro test system. So if there is a script or a policy or something, that's what I blow up. And of our two test systems, I have Acronis images that are saved on the Synology server for the room in case I ever have to bring them back to life because I destroyed it with playing with them. The couch is fairly new. There used to be a really old couch that I gave up to my two sons when they moved out and got their own place. And that was a very old couch. This new couch is there because that's where my wife comes down to hang out with me. And there's a TV that you don't see that's up above me to my left that is a 55-inch smart, ultra-high-def Samsung. And we binge things together and watch TV. There's actually a fireplace in this room. So this was like a secondary family room before we moved in 12 years ago. And this was perfect for my office. You asked the size. You know, I had to count that off today before I went live. It is 24 feet long, 16 feet wide. So that is the size of this office. And yes, that is a big refrigerator in the back, which is mostly beverages. That's where we hold. There's also, you could see it above the one monitor behind me. That's a Deer Park 5-gallon jug because I get a Deer Park delivery. We go through lots and lots of water. And then I'm always drinking a Deer Park water. We get that delivered every month, two of those 5 gallons. And let me tell you, with me being here and transitioning away I am literally going through withdrawal. I was a Diet Coke fiend, an addict. I'm coming clean. I have stopped all the Diet Coke and I'm now just drinking water. And I think eventually I'll start to feel better. I'm hoping, you know, and something else I'm doing, even with my broken foot, I'm clearing off the treadmill, which since my broken foot, I haven't been able to do the treadmill. Coming up in May will be 2 years since I've still had this broken foot. I am going to start walking. I am not going to jog on it, but because I don't have the activity, I am going to start walking on it first. A few minutes a day and just keep increasing it. I have to get walking. I have to get moving. I got to get healthier. So you're going to see me get healthier. I am drinking a ton of water. I'm taking my meds. I am obeying. I am going to be good. And I am going to exercise and I'm going to get through this and I'm going to stay healthy. So let me tell you, I quit smoking in 2001 and I quit cold turkey. Quitting Diet Coke, I think, is harder than quitting smoking. I am not kidding. That is some serious addiction. So can I kind of. Got off a little bit. Tito, if you have any other questions, just feel free. Let me know. And thanks for becoming a new listener. And looking forward to you following up with if you have any questions or anything I can help out with. This is James. Magnus Box, great question. You keep promoting Magnus Box, but you fail to mention that it is only available through partner programs for service providers. Not all of your listeners are service providers. I cannot purchase it as a customer if I wanted to. Yes, you can, because I am an authorized reseller. James, reach out to me. I will hook you up with a good price. And anybody out there, if you're a single user, become my customer. Yes, it is only for partners, and that's why I love them, because my customers can't contact them for any kind of other discount or anything. They will obey the channel. Yes, that's just like Snap AV, like Freedom Voice. Like, we love partners that obey the channel. I'm sorry you're not a reseller, but I understand. Send me an email, miketechshow@gmail.com. I will hook you up and we can work out how you'll pay me via PayPal or credit card or whatever. And we'll get you connected so you could take advantage of Magnus Box and you can manage your own machine and your own account, your own rules that you want. I'll remote into your system and get you set up and give you a little tutorial. Reach out to me. Big email from Kate. And this is great. And this was a follow-up to the show 729, which I did on a Sunday morning. I think it was like 6 a.m. and I Facebooked and tweeted, Mike in the morning. Hi, Mike. We are under a stay-at-home order here in British Columbia, Canada. Well, it's Canada, so it's less of an order and more of an extremely polite, strong recommendation. But everything that's non-essential is closed, so the same thing. Curling shut down early. YMCA gym is closed. Fitness and yoga classes are canceled. It's still too cold for me to ride bikes. So, what am I doing to keep from going off the deep end? We're allowed to be outside with proper social spacing, so I walk my little dog a couple of times a day. My dog is a slow walker, so I do a Nordic pole walk with a couple of times a week without the dog. I practice yoga at home for 4 or 5 times a week. For at least 45 minutes. And, yeah, some meditation. I need to take the meditation. She continues, I'm continuing my ukulele lessons. Oh, have you done something online? And if not, you got to post a little video on Facebook, Kate. But online, so I practice at least a little bit every day. Oh, yeah, but you're practicing from learning online, but I want you to play something and post it. I've reduced the amount of food I'm eating. Oh, I don't know how you're doing that. But I'm taking it. I'm taking longer to enjoy preparing it and eating it. I've yet to master enjoying cleaning up after meals, however. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I am using this time to connect with people I haven't talked to in a while and to have longer conversations or different conversations with my friends. Zoom is good, and we're not conducting business, so there's less worry about security. Real quick, little interjection here. Treat Zoom like a stranger is watching and listening. Don't do anything serious over Zoom. And there are a lot of people that are. I know that. I actually think GoToMeeting is more secure, but it's costlier. If you have opinions on this, let me know. And if there are more secure Zoom alternatives that you would recommend, this should have been a question weeks and weeks ago, but I'm glad Kate kind of brought that up and it made me think of it. She continues, you have concerns about your weight and your knees, so maybe look into gentle chair yoga, stretching in a chair. It calms the mind and increases flexibility. You can do this for 10 to 20 minutes a day. And besides everything else, it gives you 10 to 20 minutes of uninterrupted time to yourself, depending on what your doctor and or PT says. You might parlay that flexibility into walking, especially pole walking, which has some added benefits, but so does just walking. And that's where I am definitely going to, I mentioned about getting the treadmill back up and running, and I know I can walk with my broken foot in a secured sneaker. I can't do that jog that I used to do before the broken foot, but I am doing that. So we are on the same page there. I always struggle with weight and with monkey mind. I find walking and yoga help with both. You might find that too. Maybe Dorothy would enjoy chair yoga. Here's a link to a pretty basic practice. And it's a YouTube link that I'm going to put in the show notes. There are bazillions of people doing this online. If this one doesn't resonate with you at all, just search YouTube for chair yoga. I admire your drive to use every waking minute for learning and self-improvement. But not everybody needs that structure. Some of us need to take this time to slow down and relax and contemplate, if only for an hour or two at a time. I think this woman got most of it right. There's another link. That said, I miss riding my bike down to the local pizza place, enjoying a couple of beers and some food prepared by someone else, and watching a ball game in the company of a few good friends. It's the uncertainty of these days that gets to me. It's hard to see a graceful way out of this mess. We all cope with this in our own ways. I wish you and your loved ones peace. Kate, the same to you, to your husband. You got to stay safe. And I know you're doing everything for the social distancing. My opinion, and we were talking about this in the pre-show, is this is still a long haul. And until we get a vaccine, we're not out of this. So we're going to have to struggle with temporary opening of things, and only the strong, viral, healthy, less risk people are going to be able to go out. And even they have to practice social distancing because they got to be careful that they don't catch it and bring it back to those of us who could be compromised, that their immune system isn't as good, and we're older. So that's a problem, and it's going to be difficult for a long, long time. This email is from Dan. I don't think I've ever spent as much as I have on Amazon in the past week. Through your link, as always, holidays included. At least you should wind up making a mint off this situation. I'm a system administrator for a fairly good-sized library district in St. Charles, Missouri, just west of St. Louis. We're closed to the public, but I'm still doing a lot of work in library branches, doing lots of work and OS upgrades. This is a very weird time. Keep your head down and stay safe. Dan, thank you so much for that email. And it brings up something about Amazon. You know the best way to support us, to Carrie Holzman and myself, is to use our Amazon link. We were just notified. Amazon is changing their affiliate policies, and this is horrible. They are dropping what we're going to make. We are going to make a third. Let's say Carrie and I each would get $10. Starting in another week, what's going to accumulate, we will only get three. Basically, we would need everyone to triple what you're ordering. So we need you to really share it just in order to stay even with what we're getting now. This is horrible until we find other ways to supplement that. But even a third is something, and it's the easiest way to help support Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show. If you can do your best to use that Amazon link in the website, it will take you to Amazon, but anything you buy, it will add a commission to us after you check out and after you purchase it. So it's before you add the items to the cart. Shame on Amazon for doing that, because what if I stop promoting it? Carrie and I send literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars are purchased through our link. And man, and that's already reduced to just a small crumb. And now they're going to cut the crumb and take two-thirds away from it. That's just wrong. And the way we promote Amazon, we love Amazon, but I wanted to share that. So if you can spread the word even more, that will be a big help, especially because I think all this begins on the 21st, where they're going to start reducing it. Now, remember, we don't know who buys from us. We just see an amount. That's it. So we just know something was spent, but we don't know who it is. So it's all anonymous. So don't be afraid to use the link. Also, remember, MagnusBox, MagnusBox.com, Instant House Call at InstantHouseCall.com, and of course, our affiliate, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. It's incredible. That's what you want for all transferring of files, of settings from one system to another. And our friend who helped us out of a jam, don't forget, TechSiteBuilder.com. And say hello to Matt Rodella for us, and check him out for all of his services for websites. That's it. God willing, hope to see you back here next week. Stay safe. Practice social distancing. Use masks and gloves when you go outside. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.